Manitowoc. And David has first read on this one.
Yeah. Historic Downtown Theater in Manitowoc. They operate on a financially sustainable manner, catalyzing live arts performances in the community, anchoring the performing arts community within Manitowoc, and serve as a unique historic destination in the community. They 60% of those in public schools in the community are on free and reduced lunch. This is a part of the state that is has a higher need than general. They talk about the community with empty buildings and needs for restoration. They involve astonishing 3,400 artists serving 24,000 people and 3,200 K-12 or under 18, which is modest. It's about 10% of their overall population. It's a large organization, primarily a rental house. They present two seasons of professional entertainment, the marquee offerings, and then also their student adventure series. So they're really focusing on both, with everything from Mutts Gone Nuts.
Dogs again.
They've done some major upgrades in recent years. They have 12 professional staff, 5 full-time, and 7 part-time people that appear to be well-qualified in their roles. They are... the philanthropic support, they note, is generally maintaining or growing modestly. Shortfalls are not philanthropic, but in earned revenue, which is a concern in planning. They do have an endowment, and they take withdrawals from the endowment. They have a lot of student support for students because the students are not able to pay for attendance to those. Their mandate is to preserve and maintain this facility and continue to develop it. They're very strong in partnerships, which they claim are essential to the organization. The school district, local performing arts organizations, they claim as fellows. The executive director has been very active with Wisconsin Presenters, which is an important connection for their support. They claim connections with the Chamber of Commerce and other arts organizations throughout the community. I looked at the planning, and I appreciate somebody else's perspective on this. I thought the planning did not look particularly strong to me. The marketing plan did not look particularly strong to me, and I would appreciate somebody else's perspective on that as well. Their budgets year in and year out seem to be fairly consistent and balanced. Their board is very young and continues to grow, well connected within the community, but a lot of very new members. Strong professional staff that they have there. Strong consideration of accessibility within their community. And they seem to be servicing their community well.
I had just a curiosity. I would have been fun to have seen the breakdown in the numbers between those two series, the Marquette and the Student Adventures series,
yeah,
to see how that support is. But they seem to be filling in gaps of programming, the types that are needed in the region. And I thought, about something David said too, maybe they ought to be a little bit more jealous about those prime dates of programming, because they do turn that over to the rental, and I can understand some of that, but maybe a little better balance for their own financial benefit would be good. They've had a good, what, a two capital capital improvements have been good to enhance it, and I think they've had two within, like, within 5-year periods.
Yeah.
So I think that shows some community support for them. I would have liked to see a little more formal evaluations. So a lot of it is sort of informal conversations.
Agreed.
And I had a note here too maybe about a description of the rental events for which they're kind of competing on the audience, but overall I think good application, just maybe would need to look out for themselves a bit more for the financial aspect of that. Thanks.
I thought someone, I had written down 65% earned income.
I have that written down as well. They do say it in their narrative somewhere, I think, that they have a 65-35 split earned income. Of course, that includes rentals. Mm-hmm. And so only 35% of their operating budget is coming from donations and grants. Although, I mean, I think that's a strong mix, but it's not the industry norm. And I think what I saw was that they need to increase their fundraising efforts rather than their earned revenue efforts a little more, just to be nice to have that additional buffer, right?
So, I mean, like, so their capital campaign, your closing completion is about $3.1 million for the Act 2 of this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Significant support for many key individuals, companies, and foundations in the area. So they are getting some local support, but they have a small, it looks like, donor pool. So, and they were quite honest in just, and that's one of the things that I appreciated about this, was just kind of like, this is not an affluent community, and just putting that out there, that if 60% of the public school children are on free and reduced lunch,
right,
that, you know, this is just what it is for us. And so, but they do a lot of stuff for those education institutions that they work with.
Yes.
So.
Right, and I think their finances are solid, right? Their revenues are running ahead of expenses.
Yep, year after year.
Consistently. The $3 million capital campaign, that's in an underserved community, is hard to pull off. I think they take their position as a community anchor very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Their programming is a little commercial, but their other organizations are filling other artistic needs, so that works. It's okay.
We're at the 2-minute point.
The evaluation was more anecdotal than a structured evaluation, which I think would be helpful. And their marketing plan was more of a narrative explanation of what they hope to achieve through marketing than a plan to achieve it. So I think there's a little room for improvement on those two items.
Tom and Maria, did you have a chance to chime in?